As we come to this time of year, we get to be able to talk to the folks from the Perth and District Sports Hall of Fame. They've got their induction ceremony coming up next month, and they're on the air with us this morning to be able to announce this year's 2024 inductees. And, of course, the founder of the Sports Hall of Fame is with us on the phone this morning, and that's Tim Zander. Welcome back to MyFM, Tim. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Brian. It's great to be here.
Mm-hmm. I've got, we should have some drum rolls ready to go here, Tim, as you make four different inductees all set to go into the Sports Hall of Fame for Perth and District for 2024. So let's get to these then, Tim. A lot of people anticipating and wondering who's going to be inducted this year. So let's take it away with your first inductee, and this would be one of the athletes.
Right. Thank you very much, Brian. Yeah, the first athlete that we will be inducting this year is Jack Smith. Jack is from Perth, and he's being inducted for his play within hockey. He was noticed at an early age by the NHL scouts, got into the Boston Bruins organization, but played most of his career in senior hockey, which was a lot bigger back in the 1970s than it is now. And he won the Allen Cup once, which is a national senior championship, which at one point it was probably almost, you know, just a low level lower than the Stanley Cup. And he also won the Hardy Cup, a national championship for intermediate hockey. And and four times he went to the Allen Cup championship over his career. And he was a perennial All-Star in the OHA Senior A Hockey League throughout the 1970s.
Wow, and he started with the Smiths Falls Bears of the CJHL.
That's right, he did, and he was an All-Star in that league, and then he ended up playing with the Cornwall Royals as well before moving on to the bigger leagues.
Yeah, and you kind of mentioned the Hardy Cup there. That was in 1981-82.
Yes, and I forgot to mention, that was with the Georgetown Raiders. And playing for the Allen Cup, he was with the Barry Flyers, which was a very strong team at that point.
Right, okay. So Jack Smith, one of the inductees for 2024. Okay, let's go on to your second inductee, and Tim, another hockey athlete.
Yes, that's right, and another Smith as well, and this one is Gord Smith, a younger brother of Jack, who... Again, started playing junior hockey in the area. He played a little bit for the Perth Blue Wings, the Brockville Braves, the Cornwall Royals, and he did get drafted by the New York Rangers in 1969 and ended up playing in the NHL for six seasons, five of them with the Washington Capitals and one with the Winnipeg Jets, the original Winnipeg Jets. And if I'm not mistaken, he played the first game for the Washington Capitals and played in the first game for the original Winnipeg Jets as well. And he did also in the American Hockey League play for a number of teams and was the outstanding defenseman in 1974 and named a couple of All-Star teams as well. He also All-Star in the Central Junior Hockey League. So every league that he went with, he seemed to be an All-Star in there. So a great player, and, you know, having his 6 years in NHL, something many of us can only dream about.
That's for sure. Quite the NHL family with Gord Smith and Jack Smith, two of your inductees there. So that's great news.
Yes.
Now let's move on to a third inductee for the Perth and District Sports Hall of Fame for 2024. Tim Zander with us this morning. We've got this one in the builder category.
Yes, and this is Leanne Watt. Leanne taught for, I don't know, probably 30 years or close to 30 years at Perth and District Collegiate Institute as a physical education teacher. And throughout the entire time from about 1988 until her retirement in about 2017, she coached various sports, most often volleyball, basketball, and badminton, but there were other ones, hockey and soccer, tossed in there at times as well. You could find her, the school started in September, she'd be coaching the girls' basketball team, and then by December, she'd be doing the, maybe I got that backwards, basketball first, and then volleyball come December, and then, you know, come the spring, she'd be coaching badminton. And she was a real role model during her time coaching. And she is still coaching as an assistant with PDCI, even though she has retired. She was a strong role model for, I think, all the young female athletes, and it may probably even the non-female athletes within the school. And she did her best to get female equality within the high school sports during her time playing. So quite a role model, and that was recognized by her winning two OFSA awards near the end of her career as well.
Nice, okay. And it wasn't that long ago that she retired. It was 2017, I think, that Leon Watt finished up at PDCI.
Yeah, I think so as well. And like I say, she's come back almost every year since then to do some assistant coaching.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, it's nice to have that experience still around on the bench. And our final inductee that you're announcing today, Tim, this is in the team category. Let's hear about them.
Okay, well, this one goes back a little bit, back to 1966, and it's the Perth Bantam All-Stars. It's a baseball team that won the Ontario Baseball Association, or the OBA, Provincial B Championship. And this seemed to be quite a strong group of young boys here at the time. And they defeated Penetanguishene in two games in a best-of-two series. And then they defeated Walkerton, Tillsonburg. And in the final series, they defeated a team from London in two games with a very dominating second-game victory where they beat London 11-2. So a great group of young ball players at the time.
Well, that's amazing. So you've got those four different inductees. Some are team and some are individuals. Now, you've got the induction ceremonies all set for Sunday, May the 26th. And tell us a little bit about that day. That's going to be at the Legion in Perth.
Yes, that'll be at 1 o'clock at the Legion down on Beckwith Street. And everybody is welcome. Admission is free. So we will start off with the induction of the various athletes, and then we'll follow that up with some refreshments afterwards, and hopefully people have a chance to talk to the various inductees as well. So sometimes it's kind of meeting an old friend that you haven't seen for a long time or whatever it might be, but it's always a fun time. And with the ceremony, we have none other than the legendary Dave White as our MC as well. Dave has been our MC three or four times previously, does a great job, and most people are probably aware of him from his time on the local radio airwaves as well.
Yeah, that's for sure. Good.
Yeah, so we're looking forward, happy to have people come, looking forward to having people come as well, and if anybody has questions, they can contact us through our website or our Facebook page as well.
Yeah, simply go to Perth and District Sports Hall of Fame. And again, the induction ceremony coming up on Sunday, May the 26th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Perth Legion. And admission, by the way, is free. So that's great. Tim, as always, I know it's a lot of work in the background getting these different people set as far as, into the Hall of Fame. A lot of happy people and a lot of happy family members will be at those ceremonies as well. So should be a lot of fun.
Yes, and thank you very much for your support that you're giving us here as well. And it's a great team that we have to get all this stuff happening. It's not just one person doing it, but there's a group of us putting this together.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Tim, thanks so much for being with us, and best of luck on May the 26th then.
Thank you very much, Brian. Have a great day.
All right. There's Tim Zander with us from the Perth and District Sports Hall of Fame.